Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Where her best friend is to go sit next to her friend Rhea, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like, damn, my three-year-old has a bestie already. It's kind of weird. But she's going to move on to TK next year, and it's going to be a little separation anxiety. I don't know what's going to happen.
She'll make a million.
Yeah, I hope so. I get worried about that stuff. I don't know why. So I pop you guys.
Because you care. Because you're a good, loving dad.
Yeah, I try.
No, it's the truth.
I try to be. So I'm listening to you guys, and right away I'm like, who the hell is this guy talking about one legged catching or what? I thought it was pretty cool. I like that stuff.
Okay.
I was like, man, I learn something new every day. What I gather from it, you can't prevent catcher injuries with these masks.
No.
100 mile an hour ricochet, you're going to get hurt. Yeah. It's going to happen. But then Spinotti later shows you guys are talking Giants, stuff like that. And I won't get on you about Spinotti. The Jokic statements and being the face of the league. We'll get to that later. But Spinotti brought up whether or not the Giants were an attractive team. Is this an attractive destination? And I don't know if I agree or disagree with him, but I did look around just the NL West alone. They're the fourth most attractive destination. The Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks blow them away automatically. Dodgers, then I look at the Central.
Diamondbacks? Even
the Diamondbacks. Phoenix, Arizona.
The stadium situation's up in the air.
They've always been able to sign some free agents.
Yeah,
it's Phoenix,
true,
Arizona baseball. Yeah, they love Scottsdale.
Yeah.
They love Scottsdale.
They all live there.
They all live there.
Yeah.
Golf, everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Central. The Cubs? More desirable destination right now.
Chicago's got an allure. I will not deny that.
St. Louis is St. Louis. Although they're... I don't know about St. Louis and where they're at, but historically, they're the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're the Redbirds.
They've always
Tradition.
Landed people.
They've always landed guys, the iconic uniforms. So then you got that. We'll see about Pittsburgh. They got some young talent over there. Paul Skeens, O'Neill
Cruz.
Yeah,
but their payroll isn't...
Yeah, nowhere near. So
yeah.
The Giants got them beat at least.
Yeah.
But just looking, you know, Cincinnati, young team, I'm eager to see where they go here in the future. Milwaukee, I'm eager to see what they do in the future.
Those two teams are also teams that, you know, don't necessarily have the payroll infrastructure as the Giants.
They don't, which is why they signed Jackson, Chirino, early. The NL East. The Mets stink, but they always sign guys.
Yeah.
They always get guys.
Well, they're New York.
The Braves are the Braves.
Yeah.
The Phillies have been signing guys left and right. Does not matter.
Yeah.
When Washington was rolling, they were signing guys. Miami, for some whatever real reason, they will sign guys and then blow everything up, but they've been an attractive destination. I'm just looking at the National League. What Spinotti said, and I started thinking, I don't know how attractive the Giants are. So even if they do fire Farhan at the end of the year and they say, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
What GM is going to rush to take this job knowing that the Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks are in his division? And you have an uphill battle knowing that the farm system hasn't gotten much better. I got all these opt-outs here. I have to compete again in the NL West, one of the tougher divisions in all of baseball. I don't care about the ballpark. I don't care about the brand. I don't care about the colors. I don't know if it's that attractive of a destination in the National League, the San Francisco Giants, that is. And that's sad for me to say.
All right, well, I guess because you're going to take the other... I'll take the other side, and I'll say...
No, you can just say what you're talking
about. No, but like, I do believe it's one of the most depreciated brands all across sports right now. Like it is. Like, I think someone could come right in, put their own fingerprint on whatever they want to do, because you're really not locked into any 5, 6, 7, 8 year deals. Like, there are a lot of places where you have, like, for example, if you take over the Angel job, you're locked into Mike Trout. And one of the questions is, do you trade Mike Trout, keep Mike Trout? And it's very difficult.
Right.
Right? You're trading away one of the big faces of the organization. You don't have that same issue here. Right? You just don't. You have a front office that wants you to spend $175 million a year. Not many places that you've referenced really want you to do that. The Giants have been in the upper echelon, top third of spending in baseball for the last 20 years.
Right.
That's historically where they're at. Yep. The other thing that I would say is that you also have a very rich history in the last 20 years of luring pitching. You can find pitching. Okay. Pitching's one of the hardest things to find. It is. It's one of the hardest things to find. If you look all across baseball right now, everybody would want a starter, at least one, and some bullpen arms. Because of the ballpark, because of the marine layer and all those things, you're going to naturally have
better numbers.
Built-in pitching advantages.
You got better numbers.
Okay? That being said, clearly you need to completely tear down whatever the farm system is doing right now. It's not good enough. And I would say for some people, that might be an allure because you would want to set up your own thing.
Yeah.
For others, I don't know. Like, do you want something that's a little more ready? Like if
I... Is somebody ready to go ahead and say, you know what? I got to go compete with Shohei and Mookie Betts. There may be somebody saying out there, it's like, you know what? I may not last 4 years.
But what if you said...
Then you should get that division.
What if you said, hey, like... This is their window right now, year one, year two, year three.
Right.
But, like, how are those deals going to look in year 4, 5, 6, 7?
No, because everybody's going to assume that now, when you have those players, you can alert other players to play with those players and extend their careers. No,
that's undeniable.
Because once you build in those building blocks, now it's like, we landed Shohei. We landed Mookie Betts. We were able to trade for Trey Turner or Max Scherzer. We were able to do all these things, and we don't blink an eye. We lost Corey Seager for nothing. And you know what? We're okay. We're fine. We'll just back Gavin Lux Knight to let him play great defense.
But there's always going to be somebody who wants to take on the challenge. And I think of someone like Theo Epstein.
Absolutely.
Right? I think of someone like Theo Epstein who, you know, basically learned in San Diego, wanted to take on the Red Sox, and basically go head-to-head with the Yankees.
Is that the guy they should go after?
I don't know.
Because I know you're not the biggest Theo Epstein fan.
I mean,
you know what?
It's undeniable.
But you know what? The guy has success.
No doubt.
This guy's built two juggernauts in organizations that didn't win for a long time, the Cubs and the Red Sox.
There's no doubt.
He will go after the big boys.
He's with the Fenway Sports Group right now, right. So I don't know. But he also took on the Cubs in the height of the Cardinals being the Cardinals, you know? And so I look at someone like him, there's always going to be people who want to take on that challenge. And it doesn't have to allure 100 people, just the right one. You know, when the Niners landed Kyle Shanahan and the Niners landed John Lynch, were they desirable?
No, they weren't. But it is football, and you got to get a job. But the Niner brand was strong. It was strong. And you know what? For them,
they
for their
just
sake.
They fired three straight coaches.
But you know what happened, though? You know how you make it desirable? They give them a six-year
deal.
That's true. And you know the NFL is year-to-year. It's a year-to-year league.
That's true.
Baseball's got a little more dynastic value to it, dynastic touch to it. Like, the Braves have been around for a while. The Phillies have been around for a while. These teams are going to be around for a while. Padres have had their little run here over the last 3 to 4 years. The Diamondbacks are eager to see what happens with them because Corbin Kell can't hit anything right now. He is struggling. But I don't. What Spinotti was saying, it made me think, damn, how desirable is this San Francisco job? We talk about all the vacancies in the big buildings, everybody moving out. It's not buzzing as it once was down at Oracle Park. Now, Winnie could change everything. Well, we thought it could, but in 2021, it didn't really change until September because people didn't really buy in. I don't know how desirable this job is right now. That's a sad thing. What? I think Farhan has done so much damage to the brand that whoever takes this job is going to have another. It's going to be like, well, wait 3 years so we could be competitive in 3 years. Like, that's where we're at with the Giants. We're in the lowest moments, man, since the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I don't deny that. I don't deny that portion. But I think the difference between the 80s and where we're at now is you have a ballpark that provides X amount of revenue.
It does.
And it has catapulted you into the upper echelon of revenue teams, which makes the job easier than it was in the 80s. It just does.
How are you going to get some big boys here to hit? Because that was Soler out, the one guy who, by the way, this doesn't get brought up enough. Soler's hit more than 14 home runs in a season. just twice in his career. He's always hurt. He's always hurt.
I don't know. I think they're in trouble. But I go back to all it takes is one player to kind of flip things, and that's where things start, whether it's Machado going to San Diego.
Monte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
Altuve coming up for the Astros. It just feels like all you need is that one player to catch lightning in a bottle, and all these other things fall into place.
Well, you got to get that one player. They've been missing on that one player. All right, let's get the schedule talk, man. I'm fired up about some 49er football. And the Brock Purdy situation alongside Juan Soto. Yes, Crispy. I would love to get that guy, Crispy, on YouTube. 49er schedule talk. Let's go, baby. We got trap games. Got to have them games. Big blocks here. Toughest stretches for the 49er season. Let's talk about the schedule that was released yesterday at around 5 o'clock West Coast time. The Niners schedule is out, folks. We know who they're playing on Monday Night Football for the season opener. But let's reveal the rest of the schedule right here on the Morning Roast. That'll be brought to you by the Alameda County Probation Department.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
All right, Day-Day looking good. The Blazer on Inside the NBA. He is firing at Rudy Gobert, man. Oh, Rudy Gobert, man. He was getting cooked. And I heard this message about Jokic at the end of the show yesterday, Spadoni.
Good.
The league's in great hands. The guy has a dry sense of humor. Footwork like Hakeem, soft touch around the basket. He is becoming one of the best centers we've ever seen. Nikola Jokic, what he did to Rudy Gobert in the Minnesota T-Wolves in game number 5, this is one of the best plays. I mean, 40-10 and no turnovers.
That's great.
Only Chris Paul has done that since.
Tim Duncan was great too, Bonte. Did he sell?
Yeah, but listen, it's not about selling. It's about teaching these. Shasky just had a story about Hunter Pence going to baseball practice at West Sunset and throwing pitches and playing catch with little leaguers. Was Hunter Pence ever the face of Major League Baseball?
Face of the Giants. Absolutely, one of them. He was one of them.
He was one of them. Okay, one of them. Is Jokic not one of the faces of this league?
I could sell Hunter Pence. I can't sell Nikola Jokic.
You can't sell a guy who averages a triple-double?
Can't sell a guy who doesn't care.
No, he does care. He has a drive.
He cares about the game of the sports. He doesn't care about anything outside of it.
The story that he had in the bubble.
I don't want to derail the conversation.
Rudy Gobert was guarding him. And Rudy Gobert's like, oh, I got him. And Nikola looks at him and goes, brother, I have 47. You need help. You do need help. Come on, you can sell this game when they're on the SGAs and the Nikola Jokic's, but it's guys like Spadoni who wants the drama of LeBron sitting courtside with a bottle of wine at a Cleveland Cavalier Boston Celtic playoff game. Who the hell cares? We got SGA and I'm balling. We got the Mavericks on the brink of going to the Western Conference Finals. Got Jokic doing some generational things, doing things we've never seen before in the league. We've never seen it before. Murray. You got the Celtics. Are they going to finally break through? And guys like Spadoni, you little young punks on the internet, talking about, you need to sell the game. Playing the right way doesn't sell the game. Playing hard doesn't sell the game. What? Anyway, get some playoffs a little bit later.
Yeah, Spadoni's black.
Jalen Brunson? What? Sell the game? Faces of the league? I wish Tim Duncan was in this league. We need Tim Duncan, by the way. Next Thursday, Shasky. We're not going to be here in studio. We're going on a field trip. Cat got your tug?
I'm just listening. I was letting you get your takes off.
You know how I'm locked in.
I know.
I'm locked in. I heard that. And you had no pushback yesterday during Final Five about that. And I texted Thread immediately
while charging the Tesla.
While charging the Tesla. You let Spadoni get away with all that. Faces of the league talk. And Jokic out there had a generational game. Dunking all over Gobert. And Spadoni going to say, you can't sell the league because of this guy, please. Anyway, next Thursday, join us as we broadcast live from the Copper Skillet Courtyard in Martinez. Folks, we're coming out to you. Shasky and I are tired of being in the studio every single day, early in the morning. We want to go touch the people again. We miss you. I miss you. Shasky misses you. We're going to be at Copper Skillet in Martinez. Copper Skillet Courtyard in Martinez. Cannot wait for that. Come out. Special open time at 6 a.m. So get your omelets early. Get some pancakes early. Check out their menu. We're going to have some breakfast, some mimosas. We're going to have a good time in Martinez. And if you want to have us out at your location in the future, not just Cabrasquilla. We're willing to go anywhere. We'll go to Martinez. We'll go to Pinole. We'll go to San Jose. We'll go to Gilroy. We'll go to Campbell. We'll go wherever you want us to go.
I'd like to go to, you know, maybe Pebble Beach. So if someone down at Pebble Beach is
Pebble Beach
got a little something.
Pebble Beach would be great.
Maybe I know we've got friends up in Bodega Bay and Half Moon Bay. I would, know, if the Ritz wants us to have us over there, I'm down with that.
All you got to do is email us at themorningroast@957thegame.com.
All right.
I have no problem sleeping at the Ritz for a night and waking up at 5:30 and putting on some shorts and doing the show. What?
Well, and maybe me getting to play the Ocean and Old Course.
Oh, I don't care about
you.
That'd
be pretty sweet.
Oh, I don't care about you. I'm just thinking about me in this situation. Maybe I'll walk the course. I'll just walk around.
It's a lot of walking.
I can use the exercise.
A lot of hills.
I can use, oh, I love hills. I love hills. My last name is Hill. You know I love hills.
Come on, man. Oh, I see what you did there, because same. I like that.
Yeah, that's like,
I like hills too.
Half. I mean,
that's some more than
I love walking.
Bonte likes to die on certain hills.
Like which one?
I don't know.
Which one? The Farhad Zaidi Hill?
Like being a face of the league.
No, well, he doesn't need to be the face of the league. You have a collection of players being the face of the league. That's the problem with you young pucks. You single one player. As LeBron, we had LeBron fatigue for a long, long time. We don't need just one player to be the face of the league. Grow these young players. Anthony Edwards, SGA.
Bronny.
Chet. Bronny. Hell, throw Bronny in there. I don't care. Murray. Bam Adebayo. Jason Tatum. All these young guys, the Kobe White, my guy, Kobe White, grow the game with these youngsters. They play the right way. They play hard. These playoffs have been phenomenal. Phenomenal. It's going to be a chaotic offseason. Buckle up, Warrior fans. This offseason is going to be chaotic. A lot of movement in this league this year. I can't wait. I can't wait for NBA offseason. But I couldn't wait for the 49ers.
Okay, schedule. There we go.
I couldn't wait for the schedule. You know how. Come on, Shasky. Let's go. Do we go primetime music? Do we go 888-957-9570? Let's get through the schedule, baby. Let's go, Roasters. Chime in. Toughest game. Trap game. Toughest stretch. What game you going to? Did you book a flight to Miami already? Because I'm trying to see how I'm going to figure this out. Dwayne Fontana. Shout out to Dwayne Fontana. He said that's a men's trip. Really? 3 days before Christmas? You think I'm going to be able to get away from Anna and Baby Chess 3 days before Christmas during Warrior season?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I got a text from Worldwide Hef yesterday. I didn't even want to reply to him.
Oh, my God.
He goes, me, Ryan, and IMAC trying to go to Buffalo December 1st. I said, damn, Buffalo in the cold. I was wanting for that, and it happened. Orchard Park. People. But let's start with Monday Night Football, the week one phenomenon between Aaron Rodgers, Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams against Bosa. Oh, give it to me. J-E-T-S, Jets, coming at Levi's in week number one. Oh, I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, folks, I have this, Shasky, because I want you to get in here. This is just win by all means necessary. This is going to be physical. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be a chess match between the former DC and the 49ers. And Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy gets Aaron Rodgers, knowing that Jared Goff just got $170 million guaranteed, and every snap means something for Brock this season. There's money. Look, the stock market at every snap. He throws a pick, stock down. He throws a touchdown, stock up. That's 171. Oh, that's 158. Oh, that's 180. This is a gotta-have-a game. Just win by any means necessary. Go to 1-0. Going into Minnesota.
Just win, baby.
So, you know how they have like an honorary team captain to, you know, do the coin toss?
Oh, I know where you're going.
Every single week.
I know where you're going.
Why? Where do you think I'm going?
She's going Garrison Hurst.
No.
Oh.
No. No, I'm inviting the heads of Moderna and Pfizer to be there to meet Aaron Rodgers at the 50-yard line.
That's a big four right there.
Tell me that would not be hilarious.
That's a five.
Dr. Fauci is like the head of the coin toss.
I did not see that curveball.
Come on, that would be so funny. And then you invite Trump. It's a tremendous coin flip.
I thought you were going to invite Kennedy. I thought Kennedy was going to be the guy.
Now you went too far.
Come
with the Trump thing. Nobody wants Trump in California.
Lot of shots. So many. Bonte.
People
are saying they're the greatest shots ever.
We lost the
Super Bowl. It was a great loss. I've never seen a loss any better. And then Windhorse. It's the most phenomenal loss in Super Bowl history.
Listen.
Come on, that was funny.
No, it was funny as hell, too. You got the Trump. I don't laugh at it, because the guy's a terrible human being. Anyway, But it was great. The shot thing with Aaron. I didn't see that. I thought you were going Garrison Hurst, 98-yard touchdown, week one, 1998, the Glenn Foley game. With Glenn Foley, the New York Jets, with Keyshawn Johnson, and Wayne Corbett was up 31-17. The Steve Young company, or no, they were up in that game. The Steve Young company had to come back and win that game in overtime with Garrison Hurst with the big 98-yard run. I thought you were talking about bringing G. Hurst back to Levi's.
Putting that on Shasky's highlight reel. That was a great one.
That was a good one. Dude, we got to, you know. I try not to go political.
He was so excited. Garrison Hurst? No.
I thought he was going Garrison Hurst.
No.
He went
not even close.
I forgot COVID was even a thing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, I forgot COVID was even a thing. We're so
Come
far
on,
away
it
from
would be
COVID.
So funny.
We're so far away from COVID.
Yeah, I know, but that's why we should laugh.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, we're still getting emails about it in the company, so
I'm going to leave it alone. SK, shout out to Sarah Kawaguchi, who's battling COVID-19 right now. Our very own SK, who works here at Odyssey.com. All right, week number two. Trying to find.
So to me, this is the most boring game on the schedule. By far. The Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold.
First of all.
At least if it was J.J. McCarthy later in the year, I could live with it.
All right.
To me, I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just saying, there's a lot of great games on the schedule. Week two against Minnesota is just not one of them.
No. See, you got this all wrong. You got this. The most boring game on the schedule comes in week number four, the New England Patriots. That's the most boring game on the schedule. Nobody cares about the Patriots anymore. Kendrick Bourne, the return of Kendrick Bourne. Whoa, we're so excited. The only thing I'm excited about in week four is that we
don't ever talk about the Patriots like that.
Well, you know what the Patriot game is for me.
No.
It's the game I'm selling tickets.
Yeah, see, it's the most boring game on the schedule. The only thing I'm excited about week four with the Patriots is that we get to talk to Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting part. Let me tell you about week two. First of all, it's a short week. After a physical, body bag type of game on Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium. But week two, they come out the tunnel. Debo's got the boom box. The flags are waving. And all you hear is, and you're saying, oh, dear God, can we even get a snap off? Delay game, holding. And then it's the Purple People Eaters. And then it's John Randall. And then it's Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, but he's throwing touchdown passes to Justin Jefferson.
Randall.
It's Justin Jefferson. Who's going to guard him? Oh, what about who's my guy? Jordan Addison, who scored the touchdown before halftime that basically sealed the fate of Steve Wilkes. He basically coached the last 3 months as a dead man walking because of that Minnesota game. It's a short week, early start, 10 o'clock. They're going to be fired up. Who's Minnesota's first game? Let me look at my schedule grid here. I got the schedule grid.
Fighting
Minnesota's
for Kevin
first
O'Connell.
Game. Their first game is at the New York Giants. Now, they may drop that game. Home openers are tough. This is the trap game of all trap games. Week number two, you say it's boring.
Trap game.
You say it's boring. No, it's a trap.
I don't even believe him.
No, you better believe it.
This guy took 2 days off and came back a new man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
The cold meds are still kind of out of work.
It's unbelievable. This guy is Sudafed out of his mind over here.
I'm so drunk up.
These takes are brought to you by Benadryl.
I'm so drunk up. It's so fun. I wish I could do this every single day. Doing this show on drugs is so fun. Listen.
Benadryl Bonte.
Okay. Week two.
For the kids out there that are driving to school,
Dante
is not doing
drugs.
Doing medication because he's been a little under the weather.
There you go. PDA like kids. I don't do drugs. Can't do drugs doing this job. You can't function. Week two trap game. I'm telling you, man. Vikings, that's a trap game. All right. Moving on to week three.
We're just going to go right through. Let's go.
This is what we do, right?
I'm along for the ride.
All right, you're like, we got Edward to San Jose.
I'm Tupac. You're Suge Knight. Right, you're driving. I might get taken out.
You might get taken out here.
The boss.
Because we got Hollywood in week three.
Hey, Joe.
Hollywood.
This is my problem with this particular matchup. I want to go to L.A. at a time when it's a little colder here in the Bay. So September's like the best time in the Bay, September, October. I don't like these early season trips to L.A.
By the way, we'll ask Chris Rose about that at 8 o'clock. Chris Rose is going to join us, our boy for Job Boy Media, at 8 o'clock. I love Chris Rose. We talk Giants, we talk football, we talk a little bit of everything. Listen, man, you can do the day trip to L.A. I love the day trips to L.A. You fly in the morning, get to SoFi, you fly out at night, and get back, get your butt home by Sunday night. It's a perfect schedule, but it's a division game. This is huge. Remember last year, week two, right? Week two. Tough game. Big drive before halftime.
They go for the shoulder injuries.
He gutted it out.
Yes,
gutted
he did.
It out in that game. Had to miss Thursday night football against the Giants. McVay and company are locked and loaded. This is a huge fist fight, divisional battles. And you know what I say, Spadoni, love it, Shasky. Division games are just different. This is one of those. It's, I'm going to just say division game, and you know what that means. This is Miami, Florida State. This is Michigan, Ohio State. This is UW,
Giants,
Oregon.
Dodgers.
This is USC. No, they say Giants, Dodgers. That's what I'm trying to sell right now. Listen, man, I'm telling you, this is a divisional game that you do not want to overlook. You got to have it before you play the Patriots.
Is this the team that you view today as the biggest threat to the Niners in the division?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You're burying the lead, Bonte. Jimmy Garoppolo v. Kyle Shanahan. Jimmy's the backup.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would worry me.
He comes into that game like Brock Purdy for an injured Matt Stafford.
Hey, dude.
And doesn't look back.
This is wild.
God, he's so Hollywood.
But isn't he serving a suspension at this time?
Oh, no. It's two games. So he'll be there for the third
one. He'll be there.
Jimmy Garoppolo, season debut.
By the way, Dwayne
Cooper
Montana.
Cooper Kupp wears 10, so what number is he rocking?
Who knows?
I'll look that up.
Maybe he goes number two.
The Jimmy G return game.
Why would you go there?
I can't believe
it. What is wrong with you, horny dude? Dwayne Fontana.
Wait, what number did you say he's wearing?
He's 69.
Oh, God.
Where's his mind at? Kids. You guys. Hey, kids listening. Do not Google 69, okay? Yeah, grow up.
We're a 77-win team, dude, if all things go right.
Got my flight to Minnesota. That's from Dwayne Fontana. He's going to Minnesota week two. He knows it's a trap game. It's a big game in Minnesota. U.S. Bank Stadium. What did they call it? They call it U.S. Bank Stadium, right? All right. Moving on, week four, the most boring game of the schedule. Just win. Right? The Patriots game?
Just win.
We cannot lose this game. We cannot lose this game. They suck, all right?
Just win, baby.
So, I'm looking here, Shasky. Quarter of the season, right? Four games in. I'll just say 3-1. 3-1. How does that sound after four games?
Yeah, it sounds about right, I think.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, you know, they're going to lose one of these games early on. They kind of always do, it feels like, outside of the 2019 season. So, yeah, I like 3-1. I think that game against the Jets is a coin flip because you want to face the Jets later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the year, they're going to be healthier. You know, like, I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be at. I think him returning from the Achilles is the biggest question mark. You should beat Minnesota. You should beat New England.
All right, so there we go. I'm telling you, man, if you lose... You lose that Jets game, you got to go to short week Minnesota. The trap gets bigger. That cheese on the mouse trap, it's a little thicker there. I'm telling you, that Minnesota game concerns me. I don't know why it concerns me so much.
Jimmy G wearing number 11 for the Rams.
Yeah, that's nasty. Well, no, number 11 is a great number, actually. Shout out Johan Thomas. Four interceptions.
For quarterbacks?
Yeah, number 11 is not bad. I like number 11.
Alex Smith? Brian Brom?
I think of Johan Thomas.
I think Carson Wentz wore 11 for a period of time.
Yeah. You know who Johan Thomas is?
Oh, yeah.
You know Johan?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
City guy?
Yeah.
How you know Johan?
Football?
Yeah. Four interceptions, Turkey Day. for the Washington Eagles. We beat Galileo 15-14. Shout out Johan.
Yeah, but he didn't put quarterback. It's not a good quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
He's so, like a wide receiver number to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who is the best number? Anyway, keep going.
All right. So, Week 5, Cardinals. See the new look, Kyler Murray. Marvin Harrison Jr. Maserati Marv. Week 5, at home, division game. You cannot see. Here's the problem with these two games with the Patriots and Cardinals. It's a classic look ahead. It's a classic look ahead to Seattle on a short week of Thursday Night Football. So this Cardinals game in Week 5, October 6th, 1 o'clock, 1:05. It's not even a 1:25 window. You know, it's the 1:05 window because they think the game just doesn't match up with the marquee games. It's 1:05. Let's go ahead and start this one up. Morning games are still going on, but Kyler and company come to Levi Stadium. Well, Maserati Marv. And everybody's going to overlook them. Niner fans on the show, we're all be talking about, like, oh, it's just the Cardinals. Let's just talk about Warriors training camp that week. That's what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you guys, these guys are going to come in with these all-white uniforms and get it in company. They've had a hell of a draft. They've had a hell of a 2 years. They're selling out tickets down there in Glendale, Arizona. You cannot look over the Arizona Cardinals. This is a classic look-ahead game for the 49ers.
The Cardinals are essentially what I would call the lava lamp team. They're a shapeshifter. If you told me they went to the playoffs, I'd believe you. If you told me they were a top five pick drafting, I'd believe you. I don't know what to make of them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to make of them. You know what? You
got classic lava lamp team.
Lava lamp team, look ahead game, because a short week, you're on the road to Seattle to see the Seahawks.
This is a big one. New coach, big one. No Pete Carroll. What's Geno Smith going to do? He hasn't beaten you. Brock has not lost an NFC West game.
Wow.
Those are the facts. Wow. Has not lost an NFC West game. And the last two times he went up into Seattle, he had some unbelievable work in primetime games.
Primetime. And this is another primetime game. Thursday Night Football. We had to fly up for that one too, Shasky.
That one is sexy. I'm feeling that.
That is 5:15 Thursday Night Football.
I'm feeling that.
And it sets up.
I like that.
And you know what?
Maybe we broadcast Friday from Seattle. And spend the weekend there.
You don't even worry about it. I do like that idea.
You like that?
I love that.
Softy Mahler letting us into his studio.
Oh, I love that. Dick fan. His name's the Softy and Dick Show.
I know. I love the way you just...
The Softy and Dick Show.
You're on fire KJR. This morning. Listen, it's unreal. Listen.
So we're through week six. We're through the first six games of the season. Then you got 10 days off. And you get ready for a team that's been a nemesis. That's been a thorn in the backside of our behind ever since Kyle Shanahan got the job with the San Francisco 49ers. That's the team we just saw in Las Vegas.
I hate them more than the Dodgers currently.
Kansas City Chiefs, October 20th, 1:25 p.m., Fox Sports, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhardt. Mahomes is coming back to Levi Stadium. The last time he played in Levi Stadium, he had one of the five greatest quarterback performances I've ever seen in my life.
Here's the problem.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
Here's the problem with this matchup. I want to win the game. But it doesn't erase any sting whatsoever of all the Super Bowl losses to them. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I want to win the game. I guess for them psychologically to get over the hump and beat them, it means something. But until you beat Kansas City at the end, it just sucks. It really sucks. Because, like, the Philly game last year was satisfying. But at the end of the day, you didn't win the Super Bowl. Wow. And neither did they. So it's like... I love these redemption games, and we hype them up, but it's not the end-all, be-all. And I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I'm just saying, like, it just sucks.
So, Shanahan and Lynch, I think they need this game.
Why?
They need this game like Steve Young and the 49ers needed that game against the Cowboys the last time they won the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
They needed that regular season game in which they won 21-14. It was ugly. It was nasty. They just needed to know mentally, we can beat this team. We can have our day against this team. They have not had their day against Kansas City. The second year of Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo tears his ACL Week 3. They got blown out in Arrowhead Stadium. All right? Blown out. Then you see him in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We know how that went down, 3rd and 15, and the rest is history. Jimmy overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders. You can't block anybody. Chris Jones is blocking every pass. You can't do anything. Yeah, so you go to 0-2. Then, of course, a couple years ago, Levi Stadium, I had to work at NBC that night. You saw it with your grandpa. It was one of the five greatest performances I've ever seen from a quarterback.
I think it was the last game my dad went to with my grandpa and me and my brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. and he saw Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So go away. Great way to go out. If you're going to go, if this is going to be the last football game, might as well be that one. Because he put on a show.
One of the best performances I've ever seen.
And then we know. Then we know what happened in Las Vegas. So that's week seven against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Niners may be 4-2 or 5-1 heading into that game. That to me, Shasky, you're going to love this. Just got to have it, game. You got to have it for the mentals. It doesn't matter. The next week against the Cowboys, we might lose that game on Sunday Night Football.
No, we're not losing the Cowboys. We're not losing the Cowboys.
Listen,
I do not fear them at all.
You're right about that. They're not losing to the Cowboys.
Come on. A one-dimensional team beating the Niners? Chiefs. Not going
to
happen.
If they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, I can see them going to the Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys like, damn. We got to play the Cowboys. And you got the bye week right after that. This Chiefs game, you got to have it. You got to have the Chiefs game. I'm trying to lose it to them. You got to beat Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. They're going to come out there in their red pants and their white jerseys and their AFL patch, and they're going to feel so good. There's going to be so many Chiefs fans in Arrowhead Stadium. Whitley St. General's going to be in her Mahomes jersey talking her talk. Everybody out there is going to be feeling like, oh, this is going to be doom and gloom. I'm telling you, Shasky, for the mentals of the Bay Area, for the mentals of the Niner fans, you got to have that game against Kansas City and Levi's. I don't care how you get it done. I don't care. If you got to knock Patrick Mahomes out with a hit late on the sideline, you got to do what you got to do. Now, dump that because I'm kidding there. I don't want him. I don't want him to get hurt. But you get what I'm saying. You got to win against Kansas City. Because if you do beat him in it, because then if you win Kansas City, Shasky, here's my mindset here.
Dump that.
You beat Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
You get to the NFC Championship game. There's no more Bonte Hill walking around saying, ah, I don't care about Kansas City. Get to the Super Bowl, play them in New Orleans. Now I'm feeling good about that. You got to win Kansas City Week 7. You got to have that game, Shasky.
When do you want to play them on the schedule if you're forced to play them? Early, middle, or late?
It's just middle. It's right here.
I know.
Right before the Cowboy game.
I think it's the optimal time.
And you get 10 days off before them.
Yes. I don't want to allow Andy Reid opportunity at the beginning of the year to be game planning for you all offseason. So I don't want to play them early in the schedule. And I don't want to play them late when they're synced up.
Oh, this is not fair. I don't even know if I want to do the schedule talk anymore. This is not fair. I'm looking at the schedule grid, and the Chiefs have a bye week before they play the Niners.
Break the narrative. I think it was at the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and there's one other team. Let me grab it.
Might be the Lions. All have bye week.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Take over today. Come on, man. You're going to give Andy Reid 2 weeks to get ready for us after the Super Bowl. They get 10 days. They get 2 weeks off. Now that just triggers me. You got to have this Chiefs game. Shanahan, Lynch,
guys,
Purdy, I'm losing my mind right now. You got to beat the Chiefs Week 7. You got to have that game. You got to have it. You got to have it mentally. It means something to Debo. Debo's never beat the Chiefs.
I don't think this is even the toughest stretch of the season.
It's not.
Chiefs, Cowboys. I don't. I really don't.
All right.
So I know we got Week 10 against the Bucs, Week 11 against Seattle.
Whoa.
But to me, this is the right here. 11, 12, 13 are this is the sweet spot in the schedule. If you were looking for what are the 49ers, the 2024 version, and is this a team that's going to go back to the Super Bowl or not? We'll know week 11, 12, and 13. They have to go 2-1 over this stretch. You play Seattle at home, you go to Lambeau, you go to Buffalo. And these are late in the year. You got Thanksgiving weekend, week 12. And then you got first week of December in Buffalo. These are big time games. You get to face Josh Allen again, who we know dismantled you last time he played you. On the road, there's probably going to be the elements. I want to see Brock Purdy play in the evening in the elements in Buffalo. You've got the setting. I mean, it's going to be incredible. The week before, Lambeau Field, do I need to say enough? Jordan Love, his redemption game. And before that, Seattle at home. You got to handle business. I think that's the sweet spot in the schedule.
No, it is. It is a tough schedule. I mean, so you get the Chiefs, Cowboys, Sunday football. We're all going to be at these games. This is electric. Electric. Six primetime games. You get the bye week. Tampa Bay. Again, you're coming off the bye week. You're going to Tampa. But Tampa, hey, Baker Mayfield a couple
playoff
of games.
Playoff team that won a game.
Hey, they were close to getting to that NFC Championship. And they gave the Niners all they could handle at Levi's Stadium.
Yes, that was a closer game than we all
wanted. Exactly. So that's not going to be easy down in Tampa Bay, that humidity in Florida. Oh, it's going to be nasty. You mentioned Seattle at home, and you mentioned the Packers and the Bills. I'm very interested to see what Jordan Love and company looks like. And then you go to Buffalo. Orchard Park. See my boy Keon Coleman, Josh Allen. But you're right. That schedule after the bye week, you play four times outside the Pacific time zone. You're on the East Coast four times. Basically, I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin, go to Buffalo. And the Niners will probably stay overnight in Youngstown, Ohio, or somewhere during that trip going to Green Bay and Buffalo.
And the Bills are the other team that is coming off a bye week to play the Niners. So it's the Chiefs, the Cowboys, Seattle, the Week 11 edition, and the Bills coming off the bye. The Niners face a team coming off the bye four times. That's the most in the NFL.
The NFL is ruthless, man.
But, and the other thing is Buffalo, playing them in Week 13 allows Keon Coleman and their other young receivers to kind of get themselves familiarized, and they'll be a different version of their team come Week 13. I have big pictures on the entire schedule, and I'll tell you when you're done. Keep rolling. Week 14.
No, we are Week 14. All right, Packers, Bills. We might have to go to Lambeau this year.
That's the one I like.
I kind of like the Lambeau field trip. I do like the Buffalo trip as well. We'll see about that. Week 14. Chicago Bears.
See, I think this is really intriguing. You had a rookie quarterback toward the end of the year. Maybe he's feeling himself. Maybe Chicago's in contention. I think this is a very, very fun matchup.
You know what? Edward in San Jose thinks so as well. Edward, get in here. He thinks Niners-Bears is a very sleepy game. Roma Dudze.
I agree.
Keenan Allen. DJ Moore.
I think it's the best matchup. Best primetime game. It should have been a primetime game. I'm telling you right now, Week 14, it's going to be the best matchup because you got that Niners defense and you got that young, emerging offense of the Bears. And, you know, you got to, like y'all said, you know, Caleb Williams coming in at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And they already have no division game until Week 10. So that has way more enough time to get himself with the confidence, right, and all those weapons. I think the Chicago's going to be scary this year. And you know what? They're not a team to mess with this year. I think they even have a chance to even win the division. That's a hard statement to say with those. NFC North might be the hardest division in the conference.
Edward, I like where your head's at. I think Chicago, that defense is legit. That's going to be a tough game. This schedule's tough, man. The NFL schedule, man. It's just so much parity. Then you got the short week after playing the Bears. You got a short week against the Rams at home.
This one is one that I think is a really tough matchup. You let your foot off the gas a little against Chicago, you could lose that game. And then you got the Rams staring you and McVay. Short matchup. He knows you better than anyone. You're going to go passing game because that's what the Rams do. But you're going to even do more so on a short rest. You know, where is the Niner defense going to be at come Week 15?
I don't know.
Where's that secondary going to be at?
Because then you get 10 days to get ready for the Miami Dolphins in South Beach, Florida.
Another elite passing attack.
Oh, my gosh. And they just added Odell Beckham Jr.
And then I would say after that Dolphin game, it's one of the best games on the schedule. Detroit Lions again.
Monday Night Football.
I mean, that's, come on.
Jared Goff.
Come on. Come on.
Then you end the season in Arizona.
The man who has $200 million now in a contract, even though he's been paid $100 million before that, and the guy Brock Purdy looking for a $200 million contract.
Right now, I would say 10-7. Niners, 10-7.
Oh, my God.
Could be 11-6.
Can I see what their defense looks like?
Can I find out where Dream Wall is at? I'm just doing it because everybody does it when the schedule gets released.
What did I say last year?
My predictions will change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't even remember what
that's my point.
I just said the Niners. I know what I did say last year. The Niners are going to end up in Las Vegas. I didn't know if they're going to lose a damn game.
I think this is one of the hardest schedules I can remember for the Niners. And my big takeaway as we're looking at this, and again, to me, there are three games that I'm circling if I'm a road fan. A Niner, like I go on the road with the Niners, if I'm one of those people, that I would be intrigued to go to, and I would love to hear from somebody else. Buffalo at Buffalo. That's like prime time. To me, that's monster. That Thursday night in Seattle, just because I love Seattle as a city and I think it's a great environment, I would love to do that one. And then at Lambeau?
Never been there.
Come on.
That might be the bucket list.
Now, my other big takeaway looking at the
Miami
schedule.
You don't think about Miami?
Of course I think about it. I always think about Miami.
Well, you can't say that out loud.
Ocean Drive?
You can't say that out loud.
Eating lobster? I always think about Miami.
Dwayne Fontana's changed his tune. He's talking about booking flights.
They're now closed Wet Willies.
He hasn't said anything about Miami. I think his wife may have been listening to the
show. But my big takeaway is I look at this schedule and I say to myself, in years past, I was fearing all the quarterbacks and quarterback, because we had the lesser of the quarterback in a lot of these matchups. I think Brock fares pretty well if we're looking at all these quarterbacks that are going to be coming in and where he's at, because that's how a lot of casual bettors, who has the better quarterback, right? That's why Mahomes is going to get bet in a lot of things. Oh. Week one against Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
I think it's closer than people want to admit.
Especially at this age. We don't know where Rodgers is at. They do have Garrett Wilson.
Nobody's taking something. Sam Darnold over Brock Purdy. Nobody.
There's some people who thought, Sam Darnold should get a shot after a three-game losing streak. Speaking of shots, I mean,
no. McVay and Stafford versus Purdy and Shanahan. I like that matchup for Purdy and Shanahan.
So you think your top three road games to travel, if you're one of those fans? You said Buffalo, Seattle, and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Because I want to go to an iconic venue and or an iconic experience. Right. And in my mind, I'm thinking about it this way. As the snow is flurrying down in Buffalo, you're partying in the tailgate section.
I do want to be there.
With all of those diehard Bills Mafia people. That would be freaking awesome.
That would. Anthony Slater, remember he joined us? He was going to that Dolphins game that was cold. Hell of an experience.
I can't see him. Yeah, I can't see him face planting into a folding chair.
I don't think I'm doing that. Are you doing that?
No.
Green Bay, Buffalo for me, the top two.
I have to go to Lambeau.
The third is a tie between Minnesota and Miami, because I always wanted to check out that stadium in Minnesota.
I want to wait. Horn. I want to wait on Lambeau just because I want my little guy to be a little older, you know, to experience it with me. That's why him going to Seattle might be the move for me, because I could bring the little guy there. It won't be as cold as what I'm anticipating in Buffalo or Green Bay.
I haven't thought about baby Chaz and Anna in these equations. So I'm thinking, knowing Anna.
Well, she's coming.
Knowing my fiance. No. She don't like the cold. And, babe, Buffalo, man, it's snowing. Yeah, you're on your own there.
She's doing a girls' trip to Miami.
So it's a win-win. Yeah.
Look at him rolling his eyes.
She hasn't looked at the schedule yet. Don't talk about that. She hasn't looked at the schedule yet. Hopefully she doesn't say anything.
Me and 17 of my closest friends are going to get right behind the Dolphin bench.
I'm trying not to bring up the Miami game at all costs. You would not hear me bring up the Miami game or any road trip, anything like that.
Chaz, you were going to go to an expensive private school, but the Niners schedule was released, Dad's got to go on some road trips.
Hey, baby Chaz, the Peninsula has great public schools. Great public school system. We'll be okay. BPA real quick. Let's go, man. I'm losing some steam. No, I'm kidding. Hey, BPA, what's up?
All optimism, baby. You know, we got a Super Bowl, Super Bowl contender, top three team in the league. We got
Giants beat the Dodgers.
We got the best young quarterback in the NFL.
Giants beat the Dodgers?
Second best.
BPA. That's a good win.
Relevant franchises. Let's talk about relevant franchises, the 49ers and the Warriors in the Bay Area. Then maybe the Sharks, and then, they fire Farhan, give me a call when they fire Farhan, but I'm not. No interest until then, really.
Hey, BPA, real quick.
Sure.
Are you blown away as I am as how many people online support Farhan?
I'm pretty convinced there's a pretty aggressive sort of horde of front office burner accounts, right? And the one thing we know is what do the Giants do is they bully their own sort of media, right? And they're constantly, it's the only thing they do well organizationally is they're out in front of the criticism, right?
They are.
Which is, year six of Farhan, and you still have all these people online that act like this guy's untouchable. Which is it's literally the most insane thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's not quite sort of Chris Cohan, Robert Rowell level, but it's bad. It's bad. They're bad. I mean, they're a bad, bad organization. But anyways, Niners, Brock, he's the best quarterback we've had since Steve Young, right? Steve Young couldn't run. If you remember, Steve Young couldn't read a defense until he was in his 30s, right?
Yes.
So I feel like we're okay, right?
12-5.
Anyways.
12-5, BPA?
12-5, Super Bowl contender. And, yes, we haven't gotten over the hump yet.
Let me ask you, BPA, real quick. The Chiefs game, do you got to have that win for the mentals? You got to beat them for the mentals?
I think we do. And I think, it's a tough draw having Mahomes in this era, right? But, I think, things happen, right? You never know. Mahomes could get hurt. You know, maybe it's a year where like the things break the Niners' way. You know, so like we'll see what happens. But
and maybe Buffalo knocks him off. Maybe Lamar finally knocks him off. Something could happen.
No, come on. Yeah, I mean, that would that involve Lamar playing in the playoffs? I don't know if that's going to be in the cards. So, anyways. Hey, guys, have a great day. You're doing great.
Hey.
Exceptional work.
Hey, listen, BPA.
I love you. Lord's work every day.
I love you, but Lamar Jackson thoroughly outplayed Brock Purdy Christmas Day. I still have nightmares from that game.
He's talking playoffs.
I mean, it wasn't even close. One guy almost threw seven picks. Some people who work with the 49ers thought Purdy should be benching that game. Hell, they thought he was benching that game. Lamar looked amazing. Amazing.
Ricky Pearsall better be ready to go for that tight press man coverage against the Chiefs week 7.
No, he better be ready to go to Sauce Gardner, too. Chiefs.
Man, just as long as he's not injured.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Look, the Farhan cult, I know there's a cult out there. Right, listen, I get subtweeted every other day nowadays. I guess it's a blessing in disguise because I was down bad. I called up and said, I'm not even going to give the guy any attention. But I said, who the hell is this guy? Guy's just subtweeting me, roasting me, talking about I don't even watch Giants games on Twitter. Who the hell are these people? I get haters. Surrounding, what's the song?
Look at all these haters surrounding me every day.
That's basically the Brock Purdy.
Hating on the
Farhan. The Farhan cult. It's like he still has this. Like, we know about KD stands, Steph stands, and LeBron's. Farhan still has stands 6 years in. They've pivoted. The Farhan stands have pivoted to Bob Melvin. 45 games in. Oh, I got to get Bob out. Got to get him out.
There's a difference between a GM and, you know, obviously what I'm about to correlate here. But Bonte, how are you surprised? Charlie Manson had stands. Again, I'm not comparing the GM to that. I'm just saying, like, I'm not surprised.
We're comparing Colts now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what exactly.
Colts. Yeah, Colts. I should have just said stats. We're off the hook. This is all my fault. I should have just caught it sick again. Show was doing
the name, the name of the show is going to be switched from the morning roast to It's All Bonte's Fault.
No. Well, I'm going to pull a Joe Shasky here and say,
it ain't my fault. Did I do that?
I will pull a Joe Shasky here since you left his window open.
Don't miss that break, doggy.
The streets are saying last 2 days hasn't been quite the morning roast. It's been the morning nap because of all this depressing-ass baseball talk. No, I'm kidding. I just pulled a Shasky, that's all. Hey, we're going to get Chris Rose on. Jorge Soler. He didn't suffer an injury, although he pulled a blooper straight out of Major League. He was in Sacramento last night on a rehab assignment, and guess what? He went 0-for-4 with the strikeout. Expectation is that he will be back in the lineup tomorrow night when the Giants take on the Colorado Rockies. Guys hit more than 14 home runs twice in his career, man. And we think he was going to be next Andres Galarraga. Anyway, injury report brought to you by Boxer Garrison, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Chris Rose, Child Boy Sports Media here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.